Station 2. Information Panel, Part 1. Make your way to the information panel in front of the left wing of the building. If you look through the window from outside, you will already have your first view of our exhibition. It recalls those who were deported from here to ghettos and concentration camps. Before we devote ourselves to their stories, and while we're still outside, there's some important general information we'd like to give you at this first stopping point in our exhibition. The information panel has two sections. In the first, you'll find general information about the area, about the history of Jewish persecution in the Dusseldorf administrative region, and about how the deportations were organized. The second section, which is also the last station on this tour, deals with the post-1945 period. The name Old Abattoir originates from the earlier history of this tract of land. Built at the end of the 19th century, it served the population of Dusseldorf, an expanding city, with meat and sausage products. The Derendorf freight station was nearby. In 2002, the abattoir ceased operation. The buildings fell into disrepair and were pulled down one by one. The first photos on our information panel are contemporary photos of the abattoir as it was then and of the interior of the cattle market hall. The photos and documents which come next show the incipient discrimination against the region's Jewish population after the Nazis had seized power. Little by little, they were excluded, both from their professions and from society. Jewish butchers and cattle dealers were no longer permitted to enter the abattoir. Many Jews decided to leave Germany in order to live in freedom once again. There was a notable escalation in the number of emigrations after the November 1938 pogrom. By 1941, when emigration was prohibited, at least 15,000, in other words, almost two-thirds of the 24,000 Jews living in the Dusseldorf administrative region, had emigrated. The remainder stayed, either because they would not desert elderly relatives or friends, because they hoped that the persecutory measures would not get any worse, because they could not imagine leaving their country, or because they had neither the opportunity nor the energy to start a new life. In autumn 1941, the Nazi regime resolved to rid Germany of the remaining Jews still living in Germany, to evacuate them, as the process was euphemistically referred to. The Gestapo was charged with organizing the deportations, although they were assisted by numerous other organizations and bodies. By the residence registration offices, which kept accurate records of the number of Jews living in the region. By administrative bodies, which expelled people from their own homes and, prior to deportation, concentrated them by force to live in so-called Jew houses. By tax and finance offices, which saw to it that by implementing their own regulations, the Jews were robbed of what little money they had. By the state railway, which made trains available for deportation and charged the deportees for the cost of travelling. By the police, who guarded the transports until they arrived at the ghettos. Arriving at the ghettos was a hammer blow for the deportees. For many, the ghettos were but an intermediate stop on the road to death, if they hadn't already died as a result of the catastrophic conditions. Anyone capable of work had to undergo forced labour. Anyone who was too old, too young, or incapable was resettled, another Nazi euphemism meaning being transported to an extermination camp and murdered. We are now entering the building by the main entrance.